I remember this like it was yesterday. My brother and I were home alone for the night while our parents went out with their friends. He's 17 and I'm 13. My brother left soon after my parents, even though he was supposed to stay home. Recently, a new neighbor just moved in next door, some old guy. I saw him speaking with our parents the first day at his house. Anyway, we live in Florida, and it was the wintertime, so it wasn't too cold. I say this because we have a pool in our backyard that's heated, and I love swimming. At around 10:30 p.m., I decided to go swimming. I called my friend to let him know, so he said he'll come over. He only lives about a street away. I start to swim some laps, and as I come up for some air, I saw the old man from next door standing on the outside of our fence leaning against the gate with the creepiest smile on his face. I lost all form in my swimming strokes and completely stopped. I played it cool and I said hi. He didn't even say hi. He went straight to, "I noticed that your parents aren't home." I told him that my older brother is, and he then said, "Nah, he's not. I didn't see him when I was watching you through your bedroom window." I didn't say anything. I was just shocked. He opened up the gate and started to speed walk toward me. I began to back up in order to climb out of the pool while yelling help. He was getting closer, then he stopped and looked behind me. My friend was on the other side of the fence running toward us, and also on the phone with the cops. My neighbor ran into his house. The cops came, but the old man denied everything. He didn't know that my friend recorded him before he called the cops. He was arrested and eventually moved away. I don't know what his plan was, but I'm glad my friend showed up. Obviously, my parents were pissed at my brother for leaving when he was supposed to stay at home to watch me. But they were happy I was okay. To this day, I haven't seen that guy since. While in college, I love finding snakes. So a friend of mine from the herpetology club, he showed me this road that he would cruise for snakes. Cruising is when you drive slowly down the old back roads after dark, looking for snakes that have slithered onto the warmer road to heat up. The road we took was about 4 miles and had around 4 houses on it. We had taken a few laps on this road, and we were making our final pass. There are 2 houses near the beginning of the road, one at the end and one near the middle. We were getting close to the center when we see movement on the left side of the road. There are a lot of animals on this road, so we weren't surprised to see this. However, what shoots out is this kid, probably around 8 or 9, torn blue jeans and a ripped dark t-shirt. He takes one look at us, and his face is a mix of fear and pain. He looked back really quick from where he had come out of, then booked it across the road. The guy I'm with, he gets out of the car chasing to see if he's all right, and I pull the car up to the point where the boy went into the woods. I'm starting to get out of the car when my friend walks back quickly, and he just says, "Let's go now." We hop in the car and tear out of there. He says there's a graveyard about 10 yards into the woods where the boy had ran, and it was 5 gravestones with the same death date. They all had the same last name, and one was a boy who was 9. We never came back for the rest of the summer to that road. We usually would go out once or twice a week, but not anymore. The next year when my friend had graduated, I took my girlfriend out to that road. We had gone early to try and find different types of snakes, because different snakes tend to move at different times of the day. We got to the house near the graveyard, and there's 3 men doing some yard work. I rolled down the window and I explained what I was doing and asked them about the graveyard. Apparently, their dad's brother's family had all died, and their space heater caught on fire around 20 years ago. I kept pushing and asking them about it, and they told me the firemen or whoever does it have found all the bodies in the rubble except for the youngest son, but they assumed he was too far burned. I asked if they had a little brother, and a 6'4", 250-pound man said he was the youngest. When I gave the description of the kid I saw, they all went white. They all have, you know, individually seen the kid I was talking about. And he always runs into the gravesite. I have never been on that road again. Honestly, I have no plans on going back. I'm not too fond of the paranormal. My aunt and uncle moved into a new house. I was staying with them for a week, but I got a weird vibe about their house. I was sleeping in the attic, and around 3 a.m., I woke up to find my 6-year-old cousin standing next to my bed staring at me. He just started telling me about his imaginary friend, Maury. The next day, when I asked his parents about it, they told me he didn't have an imaginary friend. And they said he never had one in their previous house. They decided to ask him about it, but he said he had no idea what they were talking about. The next night, around 3 a.m., I woke up again to find my little cousin staring right at me. He kept repeating over and over, "Why did you tell? Why did you tell? Why did you tell?" I tried to talk to him, and he started telling me about how Maury would appear in his dreams at night to eat dinner with his family when they were at the table. I asked him how he met Maury, and he told me that Maury came to him and asked him if he can come inside of him. He said, "Yeah, sure, come in." That's when Maury started to come beside his bed every night to talk to him. The next day, I told his parents, but they didn't believe me. They thought I was making it up. On my final night in the house, I was awoken by a faint thumping under my bed. At this point, I was very scared, but I worked up the courage to peek under my bed. I found my little cousin hiding under there. He said he was protecting me. He told me that Maury couldn't trust me and he wants me gone, and that Maury won't hurt me if he's there to protect me. Then he started going back and forth with someone who wasn't there, moving around like he was wrestling with someone. Then I heard the words, "Kill him." It was a deep, raspy voice that I've never heard before. Those were the last words I heard him say. I ran faster than I ever have before and made it at least 3 blocks down the road before my aunt and uncle caught up with me and begged me to come back. They asked me what had happened, and when I told them, again, they didn't believe me. When we walked back to the house and went upstairs, my cousin was in his bed, sound asleep. I left the next morning and never went back. That was a very creepy experience in my life. Very creepy. And I can't compare it to any other experience ever. And it's extremely difficult for me to talk about because I really don't know what was going on. My cousin doesn't remember, while my aunt and uncle still don't believe me. At the same time, my cousin has always been weird ever since that day. And he doesn't make a lot of friends. I don't know. I figured that I'll get this story out there to other people, so I won't keep it bottled up inside. To add to that, I've never been back to my cousin's house because I don't trust him, I don't trust my aunt, and I don't trust my uncle. Something's up with that family, and it isn't something good. Just be careful of the company you keep. Whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, just always be careful. Because you never know the intentions of people around you.